Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study this theme, how to interpret Scripture. Lesson 12, dealing with difficult passages. The Word of God before. And consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. As also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the Scripture. Second Epistle of Peter, chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. Possible reasons for apparent contradictions. Somebody acted in a strange way in the church, and then he was asked, "Don't you know it better? Or is it rebellion?" It's either this or that. Either you do not know enough, therefore you act like this, or you do not want to act according to your knowledge. It's either this or that. Lacking knowledge or acting against knowledge. Either this or that. Now when Paul wrote to Timothy, his co-laborer in the second epistle, in chapter 2, from verse 15 onwards, we read, "Study to show yourself approved to whom? Unto God. A workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Approved unto God. That you do not need to be ashamed. Paul knew what was important. When people have problems with the Word of God, it's either because they want to look for contradictions, because they do not know very much, therefore they cannot understand so many things, they lack wisdom, they lack knowledge. It can be rebellion. And it happens often because we, as human beings, are far away from the wisdom of God. In Isaiah chapter 55, we have a wonderful word. Verse 8. "For my thoughts," this is a word of God, "for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. This is a distance. So be humble. If we do not understand a certain passage in Scripture, then it is because it is such wisdom and so wise that we are not able to understand it. It's too high for our thoughts. So be humble. Deal with difficulties honestly and carefully. Whenever there is a text which we are not able to understand firsthand, we look at it, it's difficult. Now what to do with it? How could we be able to understand what's going on here? It's like learning an instrument. When you hear a piece of music played by a professional, it looks so easy. Playing, for example, the violin, and the fingers up and down, and you wonder, how can that be? Yet do you know how many hours this person had practiced until this professionality could be seen? So whenever we read something we're not able to understand, here we are at the beginning, training. Like playing an instrument. You train and play and train and play, and one day it will be wonderful. And then you can enjoy it. And maybe you will play in front of an audience and they will be impressed. And so it is with studying the Bible, growing, continuing. It is hard work, but in the end, it will be wonderful. So if it were so easy, for example, you take your violin, you had never one in your hand, and after one day you're a perfect violinist. What is special about it? Everybody can do that. So the more difficult it is to get to such a professionality, the more worth is in it. So when you're in difficulties when studying, not understanding, the more and the greater will be your joy when you have found out, this is the solution. And then you find another passage which explains this one, and you go on studying. You can't stop anymore. You go from one knowledge to another, and then a net is woven. One idea supports the next one, and you are surprised how everything is connected, and you just wonder. And after years you wonder, when you read your questions you wrote down years before. Look, I had this question. It's so easy to answer. I would like to see the angels when we are stunned by a text and do not know how to handle it. When angels are there looking at us, trying to help us if we are humble, if we want to seek the face of the Lord. We will get knowledge. We will be answered. It's the attitude. It's the desire in you to it more and more. And having patience to get to the peak of the knowledge. Deal with difficulties honestly and carefully. You can play like a professional, and then people will listen and will wonder how wonderful that sounds. If you love God, if you love the Bible, if you love studying the Bible, you will be honored by God Himself. Deal with difficulties humbly. There's a fine text, a text the Apostle James wrote for us. It's in chapter 4, and there we read in verse 6. He gives more grace. Wherefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. And then, verse 10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Whenever you study the Bible, you should never start without prayer. Prayer is so important because you show, I need it. I'm not the person who is so almighty and knowing everything, but you are a person knows I'm poor in spiritual things, and I need more wisdom. I need the Holy Spirit. I need to be inspired by the Holy Spirit. So if you approach difficulties humbly and not, I want to know it by this day, but God will show it to me the day when it is best for me. I long for it. It would be fine to get it to the time when the Lord is willing to show it to me. And a very important text we find in the second book of Chronicles, chapter 7. And there in verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, that's the first point, and pray, the second one, and seek my face, the third point, and turn from their wicked ways, the fourth point, what will happen then? Then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. If my people shall humble themselves. And humbling has four elements, as we have seen. So there is something, a mystery. When somebody is proud, he will not be informed. If he is humble, he will get more information, more and more and more. So humbleness is a key for more knowledge. Being proud is an abyss. You will fall down and down and down. You will not get to the peak of knowledge. Here are conditions, and these conditions are full of blessings if we act according to this. Seeking God's ways, turning from wicked ways, acting according to our knowledge, praising the Lord, what He will open, reveal to our eyes and ears. Oh, it's so fine that we have a Lord who is willing to inform us if we are humble enough to accept. Determination and patience. These are interesting words. When Paul, the apostle, wrote a letter to the Galatians, he had some wise words for them. In Galatians 6, verse 9, we read the following. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. Continuously going on in doing good things. We know how to light a fire. It's whoosh, when you use matches, and then it's there. For how long? The fire is there in a jiffy, and it's gone in no time. Because there's only a little piece of wood. It's very tiny. Therefore, it's not much food for the fire. So it's only for starting the fire. But then, when there is fire, fire needs food so that it can burn. At the Holy Temple, God initiated this fire, and they should take care that it never ceased. It should burn and burn and burn and burn. I've often seen people, they have studied the Bible. They were full of love for Jesus. They were full on fire for Him. And then you could see after some time, the fire became less and less and less. Why so? When there is a fire, it burns for some time. For how long? As long as the fire gets food. If you feed it continuously, it will burn and burn and burn. And go on burning in eternity if it is fed. And the moment you stop feeding the fire, it will not burn very long. And it doesn't depend how big it is at the beginning. It always needs food. What is the food for our spiritual fire? It's studying the Word. How often? Once a month? Once a week? Daily. When do you put food into your mouth? How often? Once a month? Once a week? You do it daily, don't you? So, if you want to be strong, you need food. If you want a spiritual fire, go on burning. Feed the fire. It's so important to go on in studying the Bible day by day. It would be good to spend 1 hour per day studying the life of Jesus. The reward would be great for you. More love for Jesus. More believing, more faith. More Holy Spirit in you. And you will be saved. Feed the fire. Give the fire food. And it will burn. Deal with difficulties scripturally and prayerfully. In Acts chapter 8, it is reported the following story. The diakon, Philip, he's called by God. Go to the road down to Gaza in the desert, where there is no one. He goes. When he is there, a coach comes by. And on it, the minister for finances of Ethiopia. He had traveled to Jerusalem because he's rich. He bought the most expensive scroll, the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Very big scroll, many, many meters long. Many yards, and now he's on his coach, traveling home, and reading loud. And the Spirit speaks to Philip, come closer. And he does so, then he can hear what the person on the coach is reading, and he is reading in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. And then Philip asks, do you understand what you read? How could I? I need someone who explains that to me. Get up. So Philip takes a seat and they go on traveling. Far away from Judah they go. To Egypt and then Ethiopia and so on. So every minute they move farther away from their home country of Philip. But he doesn't care. There is someone who wants to get spiritual food. And Philip explains to him, what does that mean? That there is a lamb. It's a symbol for whom? Ah, that's Jesus. He sacrificed himself like a lamb is sacrificed. He paid the price for our sins with his blood. And this plan of salvation is opened, revealed to this minister of finances of Ethiopia. And they come to the point when this minister is filled with knowledge, spiritual knowledge, so much that he understands, oh, I've done wrong, but when I come to Jesus, when I repent, when I confess, when I ask for forgiveness, it will be forgiven, I will experience peace. Yeah, and he gets exactly this. He acts according to his knowledge. And then when they come to water, he asks, is there any hindrance that I am baptized there? And Philip says, if you believe in your heart, why not? Then he is baptized. Goes back to Ethiopia, tells the queen. When he gets there, he is so full of joy, the queen can see it in his face. what happened in Jerusalem. And then he tells, and he reads, he explains the plan of salvation. And many, many people in Ethiopia become Christians. And when the Italian soldiers in 1936 came to Ethiopia, they found Christians, many of them, celebrating the Sabbath day. Because this was the day of rest of the early Christians. Why did this minister for finances get such a wonderful explanation? He had a desire. He traveled from Ethiopia to Jerusalem. Look at the map. That took him months to go there to and fro. Many, many weeks. And he invested his time because he had heard Jerusalem, the Holy Scriptures, and his desire was fulfilled. Summary. What to do when there are difficult passages in the Bible? If we could understand every text at the first moment, this can't be the Holy Scripture, the Bible. It's so full of wisdom, so deep thoughts of God. We have to learn and learn and learn. If it were so easy, it would be as if you take your violin for the first time and after 1 hour you can play wonderful melodies. It can't be. It's too difficult. Takes many, many hours, many weeks, months, years of training, years of studying, and then you will get there. I like to be in the Alps, in Europe. These wonderful peaks, when you're up there, when you can look around, when you're high up, and then you can look so far and see all the other peaks. So the higher the peak, the longer it takes to get up there. And a peak is like a difficult passage in Scripture. When you see, that's high, then you can either get depressed, I will never get up there, or when I'm up there, it will be fantastic. And this will give you strength to go up there. You think of the view you will have there. You look far ahead. Once I will be up there, and then. And the same it is with difficult passages. Take notes, write down the date, the question, and after some time, have a look again. And then you will see, this was a question. How can that be? How can that be? This is so easy to answer. But some months ago, I was stunned and did not know what to do with this text. The more you study, the more you read, the higher the peak, the better the view, the greater the joy once you have got it. So all the difficult passages, they are challenge, and you will be blessed, richly blessed, when you try to reach the highest peaks. Just go on walking, step by step. With every step, you will get higher. It's not a jump from the plane to the top. It takes time, but you're rewarded with blessings, blessings, blessings. Look at the peak. When people want to climb the highest mountains on this planet, Himalaya in Asia, they prepare, they plan for months. And it takes many weeks for such an expedition. And it costs a lot of money. Why are they willing to do that? These are the highest peaks on Earth. And it's something for their soul to be up there. Once to be up there. It's so high. It costs so much. It takes so long. But it's worthwhile. Reach out for the highest peaks, the most difficult passages. One day you will be there, and then you will be happy.